You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
That Shabbat, and also I suggested Rabbi Aryeh Kadosh, right after Arvit, some batik nisiyot, to sing Bar Yochai, Shemen Mishchat Kodesh. So as you're familiar with this piyut, pizmon, the second line we say Bar Yochai, Moshav Tov Yashavta. Remember this part? Bar Yochai, Moshav Tov, Yashav Tov. So what does that mean? That you dwelt in a very good place. Yom Nasta, Yom Asher Barachta. What does it mean? You sing it? You sing this? No? Bar Yochai, Shemin Mishchan Kodesh. You sing it? No? No? Ay, ay, ay. So we say, Yom Nasta Asher Barachta Bim Arat Surim Asher Sha'amata Sham Ganita Hodecha Hodecha Vadarecha. So we mentioned that he ran away to the cave. You've been in the cave that he ran away? You didn't visit it?
Yes, I
visited. Yeah? You never been there? No, there's a tour that takes you there. Beqi'in, you know where that is? It's called Beqi'in. Yeah. You went inside the cave? Yeah? You went? But the cave of Rashbi, we cannot stand up. It's very low cave. He was there 13 years. But here it says, Bimarat Surim Sha'amata. But in the Mizmor, in the song that we sing for him, it says, in the cave that you stood, as we spoke about it, he dug a hole and then he was in the sand the whole time, right? So how come here he says Bim Arat Surim Shamata? Saying the cave that you stood.
It was a nest for him and he came here.
Ah. So now here the praise of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that we, especially today, that is his Hilula, that we remind ourselves that, just imagine that when he ran away to the cave, so obviously, what type of feeling it gave him when he went to the cave? What did he feel? What would you think?
Get depressed.
Yeah. Why?
Because it's lonely.
It's lonely. It's lonely and?
There's no light, so it's depressing.
It's yeah, it's dark. Depressing, right? So obviously, you could have said, ay, 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 why did I open my mouth? Why I have to, you know, say anything, because that's what exactly happened. When he was reported that he's speaking against the government, so that's what the the decree came about. So then you start doubting, you know, what you have done. You know, why give myself, you know, such a headache? You know, he was away from his wife 13 years. It's not like a month or two, you know, year or two, 13 years. And, you know, to stay in a place that, you know, it's so uncomfortable and eat things that, you know, it's not really nutritious.
Why is it asked for help from HaKadosh Baruch
Hu? So that's a good question. Yeah, so now, right, so exactly this time we're going through. There is lots of contradiction in life that you run into. Then you wonder, this is the day of Simcha, or I have to be depressed? Is it the day that we have to rejoice? So why such a thing should happen? So that's what the challenge of the life that we all have. So that's what the Zohar HaKadosh, that Rashbi Alav Shalom revealed, is teaching us that this world is called Alma de Shikra. That means it's a world of Sheker. Olam Elyon is Olam Emet. So what does that mean? So that means, in Olam Emet, there is no contradiction. Everything is clear and easy to understand. But this Olam, you always have this challenge of, how come, why, what's going on, why we have to go through this, what this poor family they're going to do, why such a thing should happen. Yes, but at the time that you expect something and something 180 degrees opposite happens, so then you panic. And not only you panic, then you reach the conclusion that everything is nonsense. Because if it's supposed to be this way and it's the other way, so that means there's no truth in it. Well, whatever that you can figure out, however you can explain it, but still, sadness and happiness is the two opposite thing. We cannot be both at the same time. And when you have to be happy, then you're not supposed to be sad. And when you have to rejoice, then something unfortunate should not happen. So now back to the Song of Bar Yochai. Here it says, Bim'arat surim she'amata. Not that, you know, the cave became long. The cave stayed the same size. But here he's teaching us that Rashbi Alav Shalom also had lots of contradiction to see, you know, is this the right thing to do? Did I do a right thing? You know, what's going on? What's going to happen to my life? But here we see he stayed there. He didn't lose hope. When he says, she'amata, that means, right, you didn't lose your hope. That the circumstances that you were caught, then you went on with the Emunah Shelema. So that's why he was able to bring about such a depth, such a secret. But if he would ask Hashem, you know, get rid of my enemy and let me out of here, so then maybe he had one or two volumes of the Zohar. But when he understood, now this is the decree of Ribono Shel Olam. There's a hikmat in it, and something good is going to come out of it. So then, we see, you're able to have this gift of Zohar HaKadosh. And that's how in life there is. Sometimes you're stuck in a cave, you cannot stand up. You hit your head to the ceiling. But here, the task here is, you have to la'amot. You have to go on. Chasu Shalom, don't lose hope. Chasu Shalom, don't have any doubts. And whatever that Hashem has planned, even though we cannot figure out, but There is something very, very good in it. Hashem Yizakenu.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.